It's Mark and Walt in the morning on Sunny 101.9. I'm Walt Lindela as we make our way through this Thursday morning together. I'm joined in the studio once again, Candace Blackstone Larson, the festival director of this weekend's 46th annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival Tourist Park in Marquette. Good morning.
Good morning, Walt.
You seem quite chipper. I mean, I'm sure you're excited.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of things are falling into place because...
Crunch time.
Well, really starting today.
Correct.
On this Thursday, with the festival itself kicking off later tomorrow for ticket holders and things like campers, and then mainly this weekend, things are really ramping up at Tourist Park in Marquette. What do people need to be aware of, like this morning going into today with traffic and things like that in that area?
Yeah, this morning is going to get really busy. Mainly this afternoon, we're loading in the rest of our trailers, and the setup crew is coming in. All the stages are going to get set, the tents, so it's going to be very busy around Tourist Park today.
Okay, now we're looking at this also, that one of the big things is that people stay with camping passes, and that's going to be something that's going to really impact traffic in that area starting tomorrow. Correct.
Yeah. Tomorrow morning, the lineup starts at 8 a.m. Grateful to NMU. They are letting us use the Jacob Eddy parking lot again. So if you are camping, but you cannot come into that lot until 8 a.m. tomorrow morning.
Okay. The other important part is with tickets, online ticket sales ended last week and all of that, but you can get them now starting tomorrow.
Yep.
Basically around the same time, right?
Yep. 8 a.m. the gate ticket sales. The gate ticket tent will open up and you can purchase either weekend tickets, or day passes.
Okay. I want to make sure that people know that this is much more than music. You have kids activities, workshops. Yeah. Run that down for us a little.
Yeah, we have a whole children's area. So we have children's music and children's craft. We have a teen area. We have a teen dance Saturday night. And then we have the main stage music and we have workshops. So, and then the workshops are set up. Not only do we have main stage musicians running workshops, but we also have a lot of our fabulous local musicians that are contributing to that as well.
I had a chance to see part of the lineup earlier this week. I'm looking at it and I know a lot of the folks that are in on it, and some of the performers are really some great ones on the main stage. But it's much more than just a music event. One of the things I know that you work with a lot is the local community, local vendors. There's food there and things like that too. And that's an important part for you to make sure everybody's got something to enjoy.
We do. We have 14 food vendors this year, which is really nice. We were able to squeeze in some extra with the new construction that Tourist Park went through this summer. So we had some more space to bring in some local food trucks. And we do have a couple from out of town area, sure. But it's really great.
Okay, so it's happening this weekend. It really ramps up today. But what are the general hours of the festival itself going into tomorrow, Saturday, Sunday?
Yeah, so tomorrow morning is the lineup. Then we get everybody loading in around noon. And then tomorrow night is just the welcome dance. And that is from 7 till midnight-ish. And then Saturday and Sunday, main stage music kicks off at noon.
Okay, and it goes till 11-ish or something, yes. But the other thing is there might be some going on around the campground and as well. But just, I guess, some things for people to keep in mind, because you mentioned that some of the parking lots and things like that for handicap access, things like that, there's going to be a lot of increased traffic now starting later today and through this weekend.
Yeah, NMU is gracious enough to let us use three of their parking lots for free, our free parking for attendees. So people can park in the Jacob Eddy lot, they can park in lot 22 on Wright Street, and then they can park in lot 14 across the street. And then we partner with Checker Cab to actually have shuttles that can transport people back to the park. And then one more, the new 550 parking lot is going to be specifically for handicap access parking.
Okay. Now, all of this vital information is on your website, including all schedules and all that.
Correct.
How to get tickets, how to find out more. What is your website? How do people check that out?
HiawathaMusic.org is where you can find out all of the information.
Well, I will be looking for you at some point this weekend, because awesome. I always love to come to this, but let me say Happy Hiawatha.
Happy Hiawatha.
All right. That is Candace Blackstone Larson, Festival Director, 46th Annual Hiawatha Traditional Music Festival this weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Tourist Park in Marquette. If you missed any of this interview, look for highlights at our website at sunny.fm.